Hi, my name is Ron Saraceno, and I'm from Road Ready Used Cars. First, I would like to apologize for the actions of my staff that were on the video that has gone viral on social media. As we all know, there are two sides to every story. Let me make it very clear, by no means do I condone the actions of my staff. This video was started after Chris provoked an altercation with my staff by engaging in his plot to make us look terrible. That should explain the video portion of this issue. Let me explain the story leading up to the video event. On 4/19, Natalia purchased a 2014 Chevy Cruze with 33,000 miles on it. We could not obtain financing for her because of the issues, so Christopher co-signed for his girlfriend. He decided to help her get the financing. He then came back on 4/24 with an issue. We diagnosed the car, and the actuator was not operating correctly. We explained to him that this was covered under the manufacturer's warranty. He brought the car to Chevrolet to have the covered parts replaced. While he was there, they told him he needed an ignition coil and a spark plug, and also recommended a fuel injection service along with a new battery. The work would cost him $1,000 and change. Chris called Mike Taylor and explained to him to just get the warranty work covered and do not pay for any upsell products and to bring the car back to us. If there were any other issues, we would handle it at no charge. Mike even gave him his cell phone number. Chris came in on 5/1 with a bill of $521 telling us we need to pay him. We told him that's not what we advised you to do. He told us that if we didn't pay, we'd be sorry, and he would post it all over social media and pick at our dealership. The unfortunate thing about this is they have a 60-day, 3,000-mile warranty on everything that makes this vehicle operational per the state law. Christopher also purchased a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty that would have covered that part that Chevy did install per Chris's authorization, but he never presented the contract to the dealership. On Saturday, when Chris and Natalie showed up, we offered to reimburse them for the bill that they paid at the Chevy dealer for the full amount. He told us that wouldn't be enough now. It's going to cost you $1,500. I instructed Dave to reject this offer, and I knew it would have been cheaper to give in to his demands. Extortion is something I couldn't give in to. I understand the video portrays us in a terrible way, leading people to side with Chris. He's saying he's a veteran and we did wrong by him. That is not the whole truth. We have signs at the dealership showing military discounts. It is on the back of every business card we have. Remember the veterans. We support our veterans 100%. We had veteran event we were sponsoring by PLR to raise money for the vets for a gala in June, which was AJ in a box to take place at the dealership, where all proceeds would go to the vets and their families. We have canceled this event at the dealership due to the negative and unfortunate situation. The negative media response to the video regarding my dealership is overwhelming. A video camera can be very deceiving. The beginning of this video wasn't recorded until my staff engaged with him. I saw this video and reacted the same way as anyone else would. I looked at our video surveillance footage and you can see Chris getting in their faces and putting the sign in Mike Taylor's face a half inch away. You can actually see in his video that he dropped to his knees, referring that Mike Baker is short and now he's on his level. There were many words said by the other side that taunted my staff to act inappropriately. Again, what was said to his girlfriend was wrong and inexcusable. They were here for 3 days and tensions were getting high. We've been in business for over 30 years and had stellar ratings across the net before this incident. 4.6 out of 5 across the net and an A- Better Business Bureau rating. Some of the posts were threatening and some say we were disrespectful to women. We employ 40 people and 8 in which are women. We have a veteran employee here also. We also offer discounts to veterans and have signs that have been outside of the dealership since the beginning. Many members of my family have served in the military. We have nothing but respect for the men and women who keep us safe. As a business owner, I can only ask that you listen to this in its entirety and keep an open mind that disciplinary actions are being taken along with anger management and sensitivity training for employees. Please accept my sincere apologies for this unfortunate situation. I am a big supporter of veterans, women, and the Valley, and I take that very seriously. I am from the Valley. Thank you for listening.